Welcome back to another episode of The Entertainment Banter. My name is Joel.
And I'm Matt.
Today, tonight, this evening, this morning, this afternoon, we don't know what time it is, but we're going to talk about what movies should not have gone past one.
Oh, like no more sequels.
No sequels. I mean, that's the newest thing in Hollywood right now, right?
Oh, we talked about this before. Yeah, they...
Have we?
They just milk it to death, don't they?
They milk it to death.
Right.
How many movies was that, The Neverending Story?
I want to say three.
Oh, okay, but it ended.
It ended.
I mean, it's supposed to not end, but it ended.
Yeah, I thought it ended at one. So, okay, so is that one? Neverending Story, it should not have gone past the first one?
I don't know, no, I was just mentioning that.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the movies I knew when to quit.
Gotcha. Alright, so what? I'll let you go first. What movie do you think should have stopped after one?
Now you put him on the spot. I should have thought about this. There's a lot of movies that probably should have never gone past one. I mean...
Well, Land Before Time was a great
movie. Land Before Time!
And then there's like, what, 11 of them now?
At least 9.
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine. That's ridiculous. I mean, I don't even know if they're good. They might be good, but...
What about Transformers? Should that have gone past one?
You mean Michael Bay's?
Michael Bay's.
After seeing the rest, absolutely.
Well, you didn't see the rest. Did you want another one after the first one?
I did.
Of course you did. That's the whole reason why they made a sequel.
Yeah. No, but no.
We should also mention movies that should have gone past one.
Okay, I got one. Free Willy. There should not have been...
Free Willy!
There should not have been more than one Free Willy.
That same actor in Free Willy 2 was in Kazam!
Kazam! Yeah.
What a waste. Was that a producer's kid?
I don't know. Alright, so... I don't know. I'm trying to think of other movies that...
Okay, short podcast.
It really is. Yeah, we got...
Short conversation, guys. Thank you for joining us today. Yeah. That was it.
That's it. That's the end of the podcast. No, there's just going to be a lot of banter then. We're going to be bantering a lot now if we stopped at that. Free Willy and Land Before Time and...
Well, there's also movies like The Matrix. So hear about The Matrix, right? It was three movies. The Wachowski, with the brothers...
Yeah.
...wanted to do a trilogy in the beginning, but they didn't know the movie was going to get picked up. So they shoved a lot into the first one. They shoved a lot of information, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of things happened in the first one. And they weren't expecting to make a second or a third one.
Gotcha.
But then they did.
Yeah, that's the Star Wars story, too. So that's why it's episode 4, it's the first one.
Yeah, so the first one ended up being really good, and then the second and third was like trying to recreate the wheel, but they can never do it. I mean, it added more story to it, and The Matrix is kind of, you know, tethered off, but I mean, it still ended up a good story. You also got, like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The three movies they did were good. Should it have gone beyond the three?
It does get weaker. Now you're kind of transitioning into, like... Should they have been more than one movie? Like, because should they end it at trilogies? It's yeah, because you can say that, too. You can say, like, they should not have made Indy 4. You know what I mean? If that's the case, like, leave it at the trilogy. You know, Die Hard 3 was acceptable because they tied in Hans Gruber, or whatever his name is, into that a little bit. Kind of made it full circle. But 4, 5, I don't think so. They shouldn't have done that. How many times can one man, John McClane, be in all these massive events? You know what I mean? It's kind of ridiculous. It's like, he goes to the grocery store and like, oh my god, terrorists are at the grocery store.
I totally thought of a movie that should not have been a sequel, and I can't remember it now.
Alright, well, I'll get back to you. What about Smurfs? Should the Smurfs have sequels?
Was there a Smurf?
There was a Smurf movie. You know, the animated, not the animated, but the CGI Smurf movie.
Oh my god, were they like in New York or whatever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Should that have been...
Should I don't think it should have been made in the first place.
Or Alvin and the Chipmunks, should they have had sequels?
These like with the live-action ones?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
They should have movies in the first place. Why were they even movies? They should have been their cartoon movies.
Well, just one movie, you know? Like,
okay.
All right, I don't know. All right, let's see what else we got. What else we got? We're naming a lot of children movies. You notice that? A lot of the movies so far that we've mentioned.
Well, because they think they're going to sell, so they sell it to kids, and kids don't give a shit if it's a sequel or not.
Like Balto. Balto was a great movie. Now there's Balto 2 and Balto 3.
They just want to see the characters again. What a Homeward Bound.
Did they make a sequel to Homeward Bound?
Yeah, they did. They sure did.
You know what? Oh, Disney does it too. They did Pocahontas 2. They did.
Oh, yeah. Those Mulan are sequels that no one wants.
Yeah.
No one wants these sequels.
Fox
like
the Hound
Lion King 1.5?
Yeah.
What is that shit? Like, no one wants these sequels. And then, like, Aladdin? They did Aladdin 1.
Right.
2 went to straight. No, 2 went to straight to DVD.
Yes.
And number 3
went to theaters? Did it go to theaters?
Did it go back to theaters?
I don't know.
Robin Williams came back for the third one.
He did. I think it went
to theaters. But did we need those two? We didn't need those two movies.
No, we didn't need them. But they were also making it so that there was also like TV shows. You know what I mean? So like they're trying to tie in those two. I noticed how when they did that, they were bringing up TV shows next. Did you notice that? They were like the gateway. It's, you know how like there's pilots to TV shows? It was almost like the second movie was a pilot for the TV show that they were pushing on.
Disney did a lot of straight-to-DVD movies.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of what else. There's also Ninja Turtles had sequels, and I'm talking about the 80s one. The first one was good. They did the second one. I liked the second one. The third one was, like, a little weird.
We always want a second one, and we always get disappointed, and then we end up getting a third one, and then we're like, ugh.
All right, let's challenge ourselves, because, again, it's all, like, children's movies right now. We're just a bunch of kids, I guess. What adult movies made sequels to that were thought, okay, Punisher. You're stretching it? Punisher? No, they made different movies, I felt. I felt they were different stories. That was
a sequel. Wasn't it a sequel?
No, I felt it was different stories. Mm-hmm. What about, like, Anchorman or Anchorman 2? You know, like, something like that.
Even
or,
what about a musical?
Like comedies.
Phantom of the Opera. They created a sequel to the musical, yeah. Love Never Dies. No one asked for that musical. No one asked for that sequel.
That's a musical. Yet they
made
too.
It. Never, yeah. never made it to Broadway because it's on tour now for another 2 months and then it's done.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just. Comedies do sequels. They do that because we had Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura and Ace Ventura Nature Calls.
Yep. Yep, and then we had Austin Powers.
What about Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber, Dumber and Dumber 2. What do you think of that?
Dumber and Dumber?
Yeah.
When they were kids?
Yeah, sort of when they were younger.
That was rough.
Yeah.
The prequel?
Yeah.
That was rough.
The prequel? I forgot about that.
That was the prequel.
No, I was talking about
Harry met Warren.
Yes, that's right. And they also, but they did make a sequel with Jim.
They did eventually.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot about that. What about the Terminators? We've talked about Terminators in the past, where the sequels, they, and
spin-offs. Terminator is weird. Terminator is weird, because you had Terminator, and then you had Terminator 2 Judgment Day, which was way better than the first, which is like, when you talk Terminator, everyone assumes you're talking about Judgment Day.
Right, 1 and you know, 2, right?
No, number 1, 2. Just everyone thinks you're talking 2.
I don't go past
no one,
2.
No one goes back to past 2, but then you have the third one, the Salvation War. Not yeah. Salvation, what was it? Terminator
it was,
3. Judgment Day. No, it was
like Rise of the Terminator? Rise of the Machines?
It was, and it was really bad.
Yes, it was.
But then they made Salvation with Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And that one, that was a different one. And then after that one, they made Genesis. Yeah. Holy crap, they made 5 Terminator movies?
Yeah, there's a lot of crappy Terminators out these days. Yeah. Oh, you know what they made, adult-wise, that I thought was terrible? Aliens vs. Predator. There should not have been a sequel, because the first one wasn't that great either.
Well, wasn't Aliens vs. Predator a sequel to the Aliens and Predator movies, and they just put it together into one?
I think it was this fan-made film idea that fans have always wanted to see the two of them face off, and so they just put them together. And they brought in Waylon to be a part of that, actually. And Waylon was the creator of the droids.
Is that what it was? Yeah. I didn't know who he was.
But it doesn't matter. The point is, those movies just were terrible. They shouldn't have made one. The second one was like an alien running around a high school. You know what I mean? Like, That's where it ended up. Like, an alien was running around high school.
That where the movie ended?
Well, the second one, that's what was happening at the time. You know, that and Predator.
Well, now they're making a new Predator movie.
Yeah, again, because they got to reinvent the wheel until they get the recipe right, I guess.
But when you say Alien vs. Predator is a sequel, I mean, would you consider, like, Avengers as a sequel to, like, Iron Man?
No, I'm saying legitimately there was an Aliens vs. Predator movie, which was bad.
Yeah.
And then they made a sequel, which was worse.
Awful.
Yeah, so I'm just saying in that franchise alone, that they should have stopped at one. Because they just screwed it up royally, screwed the pooch.
There's other movies out there that should not have had sequels. I'm sure people are... The 5 people we have.
What about the Ocean movies? You know,
I appreciated Ocean's. Well, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12 was. Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably didn't need it. Ocean's 13 definitely didn't.
So
need it.
Like when it comes,
it
to that
wasn't
point,
a reboot, but then they made another sequel, Ocean's 8, which was like somewhat of a sequel because they talk about Danny Ocean, it's his sister, and blah blah blah. That one wasn't too bad.
Do you think like they do this stuff that they just test the market and then they just find writers to continue the stories? Because originally it's like we're gonna do this one movie. And if it tanks, great. If not, whatever. I feel like movies like Oceans and Jason Bourne.
They don't think about making sequels.
Yeah, I feel like Jason Bourne was one of those movies that it became popular. So they're like, oh, let's continue it with the second one. Oh, let's continue it with the third one. Oh, let's continue it with the fourth one.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Same thing with the Fast and the Furious. I feel like that.
Oh my God, that should have died after one.
Yes. Yeah.
There's no reason. Like after first one, it never became about street racing. Matter of fact, 20 minutes into that movie, it stopped being about street racing. It felt like it was just like The movie was about these street racers and the life and the, you know, how they lived, and it turned into like a cop.
Yeah.
Now it's an action flick.
Scorpion King, like, he had his own sequels. In fact,
to Mummy?
Yeah. Like, it was a spin-off movie, which was a clever idea for The Rock to be a part of, but then they just basically made sequels to that. That is just crazy to think about.
You know what I mean? And they kept making them. And if sometimes you go to the store, Walmart, Target, and you see DVDs, right?
Yeah.
And you browse and you look at it, and then you see sequels that you didn't even know existed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, why is that even a sequel? Why?
You know what I also realized? You know what franchise milks the crap out of sequels?
What?
It would be, no, horror flicks.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just thinking about that. How many of those horror flicks legitimately probably should not have been made? You know what I mean? Like, for example, the Jaws movies. There are certain Jaws movies that are just kind of like...
It's not a horror flick.
No, but I know. But it used to be, back in the day, it used to be one of those, like, oh my gosh, it's kind of scary. But certain movies can be easily cut out completely. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to watch this all four movies to get the gist of this franchise. I feel like the Halloween movies especially, like, you could tell, like, at some point they just threw this in there just because, you know?
Yeah, I mean, how many times can these stupid kids get killed?
Yeah, or Friday the 13th.
Or Scream.
Yeah, Scream, you know?
God, I remember the first Scream. Jeez.
Yeah. It's crazy, right? To think about, I'm trying to think of... Ugh. But, so... I'm gonna ask you, like, something like Scream. Do you think one and done should have been one and done?
A lot of those movies should be one and done. The thing is, they can go further just because people are willing to pay that dollar to go see. If
do they like following those characters?
No matter what we think, no matter how we think the sequel should not be made, if you're a producer, you're a theater production company, you're a movie production company.
Yeah, I get it.
If you can make a dollar,
yeah, of course,
you're going to do it.
Yeah, of course. But we're not talking about for the sake of making money. We're talking like,
should the sequel be made?
Yeah, like, do you feel like a franchise gets cheapened? Like, for example, I'll be honest with you. I would have given Michael Bay's movies for Transformers a really good chance. Like, the first movie wasn't mind-blowingly amazing, but I enjoyed it.
So much CGI.
I enjoyed it. But the second one just detoured so much that if they hadn't done that second movie, I feel like... maybe that Transformers Michael Bay movie, the first one, was really good. You know what I mean? Like,
was it really good?
But my point is, I didn't have these other four or five disasters that progressively got worse to bitter me up on the first one.
The reason why they made the other Transformers is the same reason why they kept making TV show episodes and seasons. It's the same kind of concept. They have this... the movies they make today,
I know,
you can't compare for sequels, because nowadays, sequels are made to immerse the...
I get it. I know.
Into this world.
I know you're trying to talk marketing. You're trying to talk marketing.
I know, that's what it is now.
I know, but
that's what it is.
I'm asking you, can you ignore that aspect as much as you can and just think of the movie itself, its own entity? Let's say there's no toys involved. Let's say there's no theme parks involved. Like, I'm just asking you, do you think Transformers, the movie, the first one that Michael Bay did, would that have been acceptable to you? If that was the only one, would you be like, oh, I'd go watch that again?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. But the other ones cheapened it, right?
They all cheapened it.
Yeah, yeah. So if
you
take out the profits...
fan.
No, I get it. But if you take out the profit aspect of it...
You don't get it.
You know.
That doesn't get it.
I get it.
You don't get it.
I get it. So what would be
Star
a movie...
Wars should have been only one movie.
Like, for example, Michael Keaton.
Sure.
That's what happened. If you know what? If episode A New Hope is the only one they ever did... people would like it. I bet you it wouldn't have been as big, but I think people would have liked it. See, to me, that's a role reversal. I think, like, Michael Keaton's Batman, for example, the first one, everyone liked it when it came out, you know?
Yeah, with the Joker.
Yeah, and then Returns came out, and it kind of trickled down a little bit. It wasn't as good. And then you got Joel Schumacher comes in and just totally changes it. And what was frustrating...
But it was still campy. It was still Batman.
It was way different style, right?
Did he do Forever?
He did Forever and he did Robin. And if they had cast different actors for other roles, I think it would have been fine. But they kept the same Commissioner Gordon and they kept a couple other characters like Alfred.
Mr. Freeze, right?
And Alfred. Yeah.
Well, they recasted Batman.
But that's my point. Because they kept those two essential characters, it still ties them into that universe. Those movies could have been two separate, you know what I mean? It could have been Michael Keaton's Batmans, and then it could have been Joel Schumacher's Batmans, you know what I mean?
Kind of like how we have Christian Bale's Batman.
Exactly. But because they kept those essential characters cast the same way, it ties those four movies together, and it just it makes it look really bizarre.
Are there any movies right now you think that should have a sequel that you, you know that's not being made and you wish there was a sequel to No More?
That is a great question. I don't know. I'll get back to you. Let me think about that for a second.
Okay.
You
got it? You good?
No, I don't got it. Do you have
give
one?
Give me a second.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I mean, The Amazing Spider-Man, when Sony started rebooting it, I thought when they made the first one, it was great. I like Andrew Garfield. Then they made the second one with Electro and all that, and then, you know, Green Goblin and Gwen Stacy dying. And then they tease about the Sinister Six, and I'm like, cool. I expected a third movie.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I thought that franchise was great, and I was so looking forward to seeing that.
Even though Super Mario Brothers was an awful movie, I think it would have been a great. It was leaning. It wanted to be a sequel. There should have been a sequel.
I would have redone it.
Made another sequel.
Well, no, never mind. It's not a movie that made yet. But I was gonna say a movie I'd like to see is maybe Zelda. Legend of Zelda. That would have been pretty cool.
We're not talking about what should be movies.
I know.
Halo should be a movie too.
We're
Halo
should have been a movie long ago. Bantering.
That's the whole point. Why you gotta say it? Why you gotta point out what we're doing?
I love to point out that we banter. Let me think. Oh, that is such a great question.
We haven't cussed in any of our podcasts lately.
What? Not race? Is that something you want to do?
I just said fuck.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. Now that E's gotta pop up every time someone listens.
E is not for everyone.
E is not for everybody. That is so... You stumped me.
How come we never got a Star Fox movie?
That would be cool. You said you wanted to want to talk about movies that haven't been made yet. This is a subject matter for another time.
Oh, we're wasting this.
We're wasting this big time.
We should probably write that down. Movies that should be made that were never made.
Movies that... Yes, I agree with that.
Now, you think. I'm going to write this down.
All right, you're writing it down. Yeah, I can't answer that question right now. That's a tough question.
What was the question again?
You asked if there was any movies out there right now did not have a sequel that I would want a sequel to. And I'm trying to think of movies that aren't in a trilogy or a franchise already that have two in them. Oh, I know which movie. Spaceballs. It was teased.
They're making another one, I thought.
It teased. Now, I don't know. There's all
they're making a musical about it or something.
There's all those rumors where they talked about that maybe they did film it.
Oops, sorry.
They replaced John Candy with...
he died.
Yeah, he died with John Goodman. But I don't know if that's a legit thing or not. That's just Rumorville.
Mel Brooks is old.
He's up there. But that would be... Spaceballs would be hilarious.
There was rumors that he was making a musical for it. Or at least for Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Well, a lot of his movies have been translating over to Broadway anyway, so that's good.
Well, he's been doing it.
Yeah.
He does it.
Yeah. But he's been writing.
So I don't think Max Brooks is going to do anything like that. He's going to do serious stuff. He did
the zombie World War stuff, Z. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he did that stuff, and which was great.
Yep, absolutely.
Still a talented kid.
Wow, so movies that have sequels that should not have been made. Is there any others that you can think of that are not children related or anything like that? I know
there's probably a few that came out recently. You're like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah,
they made the movie based off the book, and now they made two more movies off of it.
Yeah,
what more do you need? Okay, I never read the book.
No, I know.
I don't know what women fantasize about. They fantasize about things that they don't want in real life, no matter what. If you offer that shit to them, they don't want it. They fantasize about the Prince Charming, muscular man who's the kindest, who cares for himself, you know, sensitive, will cry at movies, you know, will whip them off their feet, whatever you want to call it, and, you know, have bubble baths ready for them, massaging their feet at night. Nothing ever includes sex in women's fantasies.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it does later. Maybe it's sensual down the line after like the 4 hours of foreplay.
Right.
But when a man is willing to do that for you, they don't want it.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't want it.
It's too nice, right?
It's too nice.
They're too nice.
They start thinking like they get in their head. Once women get in their head, they're like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here. This man's too good for me.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Something's wrong here. They want it harder. Women complicate things.
They do.
So why is there two more movies on this?
I don't know.
It's because they think women are like horny for this? Like, what the hell?
I don't know.
I figured the first movie covered it, probably. I didn't watch it. I don't know. Maybe we should ask your wife.
I don't know if she's seen it. Maybe she has.
Maybe ask my metaphorical girlfriend. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's a good point. It's...
That didn't need a sequel, that's for sure.
That you, it's bringing a good point, though, because a lot of the romantic comedies, especially, sometimes they do have sequels, but a lot of them don't.
Why romantic comedy has a sequel? Because 50 Shades of Grey is not a romantic
Bridget
comedy.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
What?
There's three of those.
Those are rom-coms?
I don't know what they are. They're, I just know there's three of them. You know, like, for example, Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
One and done.
There wasn't a second one, right?
There was no second one. To my knowledge, there was no second one.
Good, there's no second one.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's not what we're talking about.
What happened to the
days
where you could just have a good movie and call it a day, you know?
A nice movie. Dude, I was watching Seinfeld. I watched the whole series of Seinfeld again. And, you know, every so often, you know, it's a TV show about nothing.
Right.
And I think it's great. The premise of it is fantastic. But they always end up going out to the movies.
Right.
And these are like movies in the 80s. Very early 90s, probably not even early 90s, it's all 80s.
Yeah.
And they mention these movie titles, and they're probably real movie titles. I'm like, what movies are they seeing? There's nothing relevant that we're watching now. And it's just, it's crazy how things have changed and why people went to go see the movies. And remember, going to theater was a big thing. Theater was a huge thing.
Yeah.
Earlier than that, theater was a 3-4 hour event. You would go and it'd be a night.
Sometimes you get dinner first, you know.
You always get dinner first.
And then you might even get drinks after, too.
And, you know, it was, nowadays, it's just, we're so quick to, like, how quick is it? How long is this? I want to get in and out. Yeah. I got to check my emails. I got to check my Instagrams.
I don't.
My Snapchats.
Yeah, I personally hate
my Facebooks.
Yeah,
my Faceballs.
Face
my Tinders. My Grinders.
Yeah, all those.
I got to check all these little things, you know, what's going on in the world. I got to check my stocks. I got to check this. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
But movies aren't getting that much shorter. 2.5 hours is a pretty hefty movie these days.
Yeah, well, especially when they have to divide them in half and make them those two-parters, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's...
Those two-parters?
Yeah. You know, like, when they die... Yeah, when it's supposed to be the final movie, they just make it two.
Avatar's coming out with a sequel. Do you think we need that?
No, absolutely not.
I think Avatar was one of the worst fan-made things. Like, it's not fan-made, but worst... What's the word?
Concepts?
No, because... All Avatar was Dancing with Wolves, right? That was the whole, that was
one
the storyline.
Yes.
It was gorgeous looking cinematography-wise, beautiful. But when people say it was unique, fantastic, no one's ever done it this way.
The problem,
and they went to go see it millions of times, like, no,
Shut
up, go watch Dancing with Wolves, then come back to me and talk to me.
Yeah.
That is not, it's not an original story, it wasn't an original plot.
No.
It was just pretty looking.
Well,
I hate James Cameron.
The problem with that is the fact that what they did was, the reason why that movie was so spectacular was because they did reinvent the wheel and how to film it for 3D effect and all this
other
stuff.
But that's not why people were seeing it.
No, but that was the big gimmick behind all of it. And the thing about that movie, too, is that was James Cameron's baby. That was supposed to be his Star Wars. It was supposed to be the Harry Potter. And it was so epic and ridiculous, but people really didn't... In my personal opinion, it is not the equivalent of Star Wars or Harry Potter. It's not... It doesn't have enough characters to love and grow. You know what I mean? It's like a one and done for me. And, yeah, Disney invested the crap into it, and like you said, and put that in their park. But they did it because everyone was nervous at the time. Like, successful markets had to be bought up, because if they weren't bought up, someone else would get it, you know? And,
oh, no.
And run with it, you know? Like,
because
Disney admits, like, they said they had a chance to have Harry Potter, and they dropped the ball
on
it.
No, they were going to buy it. The reason why they didn't get Harry Potter is because the only thing... that the creator wanted was that if you do produce Harry Potter for me,
right.
I do not want to see Harry Potter with Mickey Mouse ears.
Right.
That's the only thing she wanted, and Disney was going to do that. Everything we own, even Marvel, everyone has Mickey Mouse ears on it somewhere or another, right?
Right.
She didn't want that, and she wouldn't sign the contract till that was out.
Right.
And Disney said no.
Yeah.
So then she went to Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And guess who's winning now?
But my point, right, but my point is because of Disney, because of that decision, but not willing to... Flex, they lost out.
They did.
It was one of their biggest regrets.
I don't know if they regretted that big time.
They did at the time. Trust me, they did. Anyways, so Avatar, absolutely not. If it comes out again, I'll maybe watch it if it's on Netflix or something. I have no desire. I didn't care for those characters. I don't care if you're big and blue and running around the woods somewhere.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's your main plot. Oh, you know, people are going to come in and mine
your
planet.
James Cameron bashing Kai has to...
Well, it's tough because he's done some good work.
We bashed Michael Bay. It was great.
Back in the 80s.
What, but, Terminator?
Hey, you know what? It was good.
Whatever.
It was good. I know.
Bash him later.
He did Titanic. Why wasn't there a sequel for Titanic?
There was supposed to be. From what I understood was he was going to do the whole Titanic sequence again, but it was going to be another story somewhere on the boat.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Why? Oh.
At the time, it sounded cool.
No, that sounds terrible.
He re-released Titanic in theaters in 3D.
Yeah, because
he wanted more money.
Again, no, it was also because they were on that boner ride of
3D. Oh, God.
Everything 3D.
I'm so glad 3D slowly died.
He was on
3D
that.
TVs, 3D this. Guess what? I'm 3D.
Well, it was always the case. It was always the case I'm that 3D 4D. Was 3D. You know what I mean, though? But, like... It was like the George Lucas thing. He was trying to be like, oh, George Lucas did special edition Star Wars movies. I can re-release all my movies in 3D.
But nobody cared. Terminator didn't release. Well, he doesn't have the rights to Terminator.
When the players cost too much, when the discs cost too much, when you have to get glasses that have to charge cost too much, it's like, sorry guys, you know what? A lot of these knickknacks that you want us to pay for on the side just to watch a boat sink, not going to happen. So, I don't know. So, long story short, it sounds like sequels are here to stay regardless.
No matter what we do, sequels are here to stay.
Okay, well, before we go,
final thought.
It's in the works.
20 seconds.
But let me ask you this.
Okay.
One sequel I am curious to see.
Listening.
Top Gun.
Oh, I heard about that. I was going to mention that.
So what do you think about the idea that usually that's a good one and done, right?
It's not a create.
It's a good one and done.
I don't know. But I recently just watched Top Gun for the first time.
Like, it's so good on its own, right?
Couple of years.
Yeah.
It is really good. I mean, that whole volleyball scene, you can't recreate that. Iceman, I can be your wingman anytime. You can't beat those one-liners.
Well, if Maverick comes back as a trainer, so as he was supposed to do, and he's got a whole new class... Would you consider it a sequel, or would you call it a reboot? What would you call it?
Is Tom Cruise going to play?
I believe he would.
Oh, of course he likes doing things like that. I don't know. I will have to see it, but the thing is, it doesn't need it.
The world doesn't need it?
I would be interested in seeing it.
Yeah.
The world does not need it.
So you don't think the world's jonesing to see Tom Cruise back in action as Maverick?
I don't think there's a reason why we haven't seen a sequel yet. Because the world wasn't going, oh, I'm just aching for another Top Gun. The reason why they're making it is because movie studios are just going with the nostalgia of people going with this old.
Oh, nostalgia, stuff. Absolutely.
So now they're like, let's do Top Gun.
Yeah.
Screw it. And see what happens. When you release a little tidbit into the world, say, hey, this maybe happened. You see how the news takes it.
Right.
And if they take it and they, you know, accept it.
Okay.
They go, all right, let's make this into reality.
All right, one final question.
Okay.
If they were to make it anyways, Top Gun...
They probably are going to make it.
I know.
Let's be honest.
It's in the works. Okay. I know it's been floating around.
Sure.
But if they do make it, it comes out, and it tanks, do you think it ruins the legacy of the first movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because now you put it in the same universe, and now it brings it down with it a little bit. No matter how good the first one is, it's going to be like that. It's going to like weight on it.
Right.
It's going to be pulling it down in the ocean. It's going to stay afloat because it was a great movie. But it's still going to have that weight on
it. It's going to have that bitter taste.
You're going to have that bitter taste. You're always going to go, someone's going to go, oh, you want to watch Top Gun? The first one, right? Of course the first one, the original. Now you got to say that.
Right.
Now it's going to be like the original. So it's always going to have that little bitter taste. Unless it's good, and you're going to go, oh, like Independence Day. We didn't need that sequel.
Oh, that's a true point.
We didn't need that sequel. They were at the end.
Oh, why'd you bring that up? Oh, man. Okay, so that's a perfect one. So do you think that one would have been better if Will came back?
Absolutely.
I agree too.
And he didn't want to, or something was going on. Maybe he was filming Suicide Squad.
I think it was Suicide Squad.
Horrible decisions.
Yeah, he chose Suicide. But
then they should have waited on that movie because they needed him. And the thing is, they tried, as you watch that movie, you see them trying to recreate. You see them trying to recreate the wheel. They're trying to recreate what they did with Independence Day.
Yeah.
They tried the speech again. They tried everything again. And it was just, it was trying to recreate it. And it was.
Well, there you go. That's a perfect example.
So, I mean, Jeff Goldblum's great.
I always enjoy Jeff Goldblum.
I enjoy him.
He's a great guy.
So
anyways, that's it for today, I think, for Entertainment Banter. So thank you for listening. I am Matt.
And I'm Joel. And done.